If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
In Las Vegas, Cindy Pearlman is warm and dry, filling in for Dean this morning. Cindy, let's talk about Lady Gaga first. We saw her and heard her on Super Bowl Sunday, and the new album's coming out soon, isn't it?
Good morning, Bob. It is. Lady Gaga fans are excited. Her new album, Mayhem, released March 7th, featuring a bunch of great new songs, because you can download a bunch of them already, including Disease, Die With a Smile, and a new single that's really good called Abracadabra, which has a cool video, too. That's the one she sang at the Grammy Awards recently. And Gaga says this is nothing like you've seen her do before. She loves to break genres, explore new music. And she said she has such a good fan base. She knows they'll love whatever she has to offer.
Yeah, and Abracadabra sounded really great Sunday. Let's listen to a little bit more of Lady Gaga. Cindy, do we know more about what else is in the album?
She said the theme of it is she's exploring the art of intensity, and she promises it's a mix of genres. Her influences are 90s alternative electronic grunge, Prince, David Bowie, guitar music, and she said the whole thing's all attitude. To her, she said, quote, mayhem is utter chaos. It breaks the rules. It's about following your own chaos in life. I kind of like that.
March 7th, it'll be out. Also, on Sunday, we saw a lot of Harrison Ford, and he's not slowing down, is he?
He's 82 years old, Park Ridge's very own Harrison Ford. And, you know, now he is president of the United States in Captain America, Brave New World, which opens this weekend. And he also morphs into a character called the Red Hulk. And, you know, the Red Hulk has got a lot of emotional issues, so there's that. And I got to interview him, and I was like, why join the Marvel Universe now? And he said he's seen all these other friends who are actors be in Marvel movies. And his quote was, hey, I want some of that. And you got to love Harrison Ford, who's now a man of very few words, but whatever he says, it's funny the way he says it in that deadpan voice.
He doesn't live in Southern California, does he?
He lives in Wyoming with Calista Flockhart, his wife. And with Valentine's Day coming up, we had to ask, what's the secret to a happy marriage? And he said, complete your chores. That's it, guys. Just complete your chores and happy wife, happy life.
Okay, I'll remember that. Some lucky Beatles fans got to see Paul McCartney in concert in a venue that, there was only about 500 people at the Bowery Ballroom last night. Tell us about this, Cindy.
How cool is this? Yesterday on Instagram, Paul McCartney just had this idea. He put this note out saying, hey, do you want to see me tonight? Tickets sold out in 30 minutes. There are only 575 tickets for this. Small venue, and he said some little gig I just feel like doing. New York, why not? People came out. It was freezing cold in New York yesterday, and he did tons of Beatles classics, a bunch of Wings songs. He's saying, got to get you back into my life, Let It Be, Hey Jude. He did a cool Blackbird solo on acoustic guitar, and Paul will also appear this weekend in one of those many Saturday Night Live specials that are starting Friday.
Now, I got to believe that Paul didn't do that gig in New York just on a whim. It must be like either a new album or a new tour coming. What do you think?
I think so, too. I mean, I guess a few years ago, he sold out Met Stadium. I think it was something like 80,000 people saw him in New York. So good venue for him. And I'm guessing a new album on the horizon.
Music fans are really excited about this Led Zeppelin documentary. What do you know about this, Cindy?
This is a cool thing because Led Zeppelin, a very notoriously private band, so to do a documentary on them was a huge challenge for filmmakers because there wasn't any footage. So they really had to dig deep, and they found these cool things in people's basements and boxes and attics and things like that, rare unseen film footage, music you've never heard of, recordings, photographs, all kinds of cool things. And it shows how the band formed in a London basement. They created so many history-making songs. And also, it's also a bit of a docu-concert film. So you get to see a bunch of concert things, plus the band being interviewed at various points in their career.
So is this going to be streaming, or is this going to be in theaters?
It's actually going to start out in theaters, including in IMAX, which would be pretty cool, and then eventually hit streaming. But if you're a huge Led Zeppelin fan, that's it's a good way to spend Valentine's Day weekend.
And finally, this is a headline. Does Alec Baldwin have a soft side? What's the answer, Cindy?
Personally, I've never seen it, Bob, but rumors are that he does have one. And he has a reality show, if you can even believe this, on TLC coming up about his seven, you know, he has seven kids with his wife, Hilaria. February 23rd, this debuts on TLC, and it's about the life with the kids interspersed with dad dealing with involuntary manslaughter charges, what he went through with that rust, the whole sad story of that. So it's, you know, all the uncertainty with their family with that, plus seven young kids under the age of 10 at the same time.
Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas for Dean today. Thank you, Cindy. Be glad you're not in the snow, which you know very well growing up in Chicago, don't you?
I love watching snow, Bob, on TV. That's it.
Don't rub it in. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks.
There are plenty of new movies and shows to stream at home this week. Dean is out on assignment, but he left us some of his recommendations, starting with something to watch for date night on Friday.
4 years now.
You are effectively a nun. A very, very naughty nun.
I've set you up on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
Just in time for Valentine's Day, Oscar winner Renee Zellweger returns for her fourth Bridget Jones movie. This time, the rom-com series heroine is a widow with two children, dipping her toe back into the dating pool. See Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, on Peacock Thursday.
What the hell is that? The gorge is the door to hell. And we're standing guard at the gate.
Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy star in the new thriller, The Gorge. See it on Apple TV Plus Friday. And return to the Witcher universe with the new animated feature film, The Witcher Sirens of the Deep. See it now on Netflix.
Small towns are selling old houses for €1 to bring new people in. The mayor was telling me all about the whole scheme.
At least you admit it's a scheme.
Friday on Netflix, a dad heads to Italy to try to stop his daughter from pouring her life and savings into a crumbling villa. See, La Dolce Villa. And a troubled young woman tries to start a new life in London and winds up falling for a spoiled bad boy in My Fault London. See it on Amazon Prime tomorrow.
We need to face those enemies. Take them down once and for all.
To accomplish that as one,
we need to go back to where it all began.
Her new streaming series, The Gang from Cobra Kai, is back for one final tournament. See the final episodes of the Karate Kid spinoff on Netflix. There's season 3 of the wilderness survival drama Yellow Jackets. Streaming begins Friday on Paramount Plus with Showtime, where you can also see season 2 of the high school ghost drama School Spirits.
She's trying to date the person that I want to marry. That sucks.
For new reality shows, the Netflix hit dating show Love is Blind returns for season 8 Friday. Tomorrow on Amazon Prime, several groups of high school sweethearts try to see if their relationships will survive when they go off to college in Sweethearts. And now on Amazon Prime, the adult animated superhero series Invincible is back for season 3. Dean Richards, WGN News.